watching Inside Automotive with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Hi, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick. Thanks so much for joining me on another edition of Inside Automotive right here in the CVT Automotive Network. I've got two automotive powerhouses with me today in the studio, Mr. Jack Hodge, president of James Hodge Auto Group, and joined by the founder and president of Velocity Automotive Solutions, Mr. Hathcock. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining me in the studio.
Thank you.
And so let me just jump right in with you, if I can, Jack, and talk a little bit about your business. Right now, it's kind of crazy out there with inventory and such. Talk to me about where you stand currently.
It's just, we've just had to pivot so much because of these inventory challenges. Acquisition is hard, rush to market. The used car market, as you know, is so volatile right now.
Right.
You know, we've got new cars going through the auction that are actually used, that are bringing more than what they were than MSRP. So it's just, it's a very volatile market right now for us.
Sure. And Jack, for the viewers that are not as familiar with you as we are here at the show, tell us a little bit about your stores and the markets that you're in.
So we're in northeastern and southeastern Oklahoma. We've been in business since 1970. Currently six different rooftops. We're right outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and right in the very southeastern corner of the state of Oklahoma, right on the Oklahoma-Arkansas, Texas-Louisiana border.
Okay, and you've been around, I think, quite some time, right?
Since 1970.
Wow, that's quite a long time. And it sounds like you've grown the dealership group over that amount of time.
Yeah, we have grown, we've punted some stores, we've added some, and we're always looking for new opportunities.
Well, let's drill down a little bit and talk about the used car business that you were mentioning a little while ago. It is very tough to acquire cars right now. The reason that we wanted to talk to you is, as well as Hugh Hathcock here, is you are a client of Velocity Automotive Solutions, and they've got some unique products that we've talked about before here at CBT News. And it's always great to have a dealer come in and talk to us, because that's kind of where the rubber meets the road. Our dealer viewers like to hear from other dealers what's working in their showrooms and what's not. And I know that you've had some success with Hugh's programs out there, specifically things like the window stickers that are provided through his program. And talk to us a little bit about that and the importance in both acquiring cars and selling cars to consumers when it's when you've got the window sticker available, the original window sticker for the used cars you sell.
The window sticker product has just been a game changer for us, because, as you know, some manufacturers, if you're not a Nissan dealer per se, it doesn't decode the VIN. You don't know what equipment's on the car. And this is tough when you're trading for it, but it's also when you're in an auction situation buying stuff, because you can't distinguish what model trim is, and there can be a disparity of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. And and then going back to when you're reselling it, it's nice to have that original sticker to know what equipment's on that car when you're not a dealer of that manufacturer. So it's just been a game changer for us. We were on a different program, and I was fortunate enough to be able to switch to this program and get into the other tools that he's got. And I've added a couple other tools that he has, but it's just been a game changer for us in the used car acquisition. One of my stores, we were about 85% new car business to the rest used, and now we're about 95% used car business to 5% new because of the inventory challenges. And it's just, it's allowed us to be more nimble. It's allowed us to serve our customers better. It's been really good for us.
Hugh, is this a typical situation for the clients that you've got out there, where it makes that much of an impact to be able to have these kinds of services?
It does, and it all depends on the dealer. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Jack's case, he's very much our average dealer. Mm-hmm. He's doing under 100 cars probably in each of his locations, and mm-hmm. you got to get all your processes dialed in if
That's
you
right.
want to make it be as profitable as you want to. And Jack runs good stores, good processes, good general managers.
Right.
We're just a tool that helps them do their job easier and faster.
Right, right. Jack, with most of the process now being done online, I think it was being done online prior to COVID, but COVID really accelerated it. So I think now probably it's safe to say everybody that, before they come into your showroom or even call your dealership, has been online to look at your inventory. And today's consumers want as much information on those cars as they possibly can get. Talk to us about some of the tools that that Velocity Automotive Solutions provides that allows you to be transparent with that consumer that calls or clicks onto your site.
I think every dealer across the country prior to COVID said they had a seamless online buying process. You know, I think we like to talk about we had a really good online buying process.
Right.
But when COVID hit and we got disrupted, we were forced to refine our online buying process. Everything from acquisition to disposition to getting rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And it forced us and it made us better dealers. You know, I switched personally from a competitor. I switched from iAutoPacket to Velocity Engage, and it's just been such a strong tool for my stores. Not only just the window stickers, but, you know, the other product I had, we've got managers and it's everything is so, we're so geared to speed a process, rush to market. You know, I've got managers that just want to stay on one tool.
Right.
You know, and they don't want to. The other tool wasn't getting utilized because they were having to go back and forth and log out of this screen. Everything now is on one dashboard for me. Everything that my guys need to do, from pulling the window sticker, from giving it to a customer, for sending them info on the car, to me being able to pull one when I'm bidding a car, it's all right there on one tool.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hugh, that was by design, right? I mean, it's been your experience.
If his used car guys are appraising a car and he's in Viotto, all he's got to do is click on the VIN. He doesn't have to leave Viotto.
Right.
In his CRM, the same thing.
Okay.
All this integration separates Velocity Engage from our competitor because it's faster, it's easier, and people like that.
That's what
a good technology should do make their job easier.
Sure. And you know that because of all of the you know, CRM programs that you put in through Elite and all of these dealerships. One thing you know is that if it's not easy, it's not going to get used, right?
True. I mean, and if it gets used, it takes a long buy-in period that, you know, dealers are frustrated with that.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So we've trained. I think one of the big separators that Jack and I discussed was you were on iAutoPacket for a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
How many people did you see in your store from them over that time period?
We didn't see any, and I'm going to cut you off here, Hugh. We nobody was tracking our utilization. With Velocity, they're telling me if my guys are not using the tool or not. You know, they're engaged in it's like a partnership for my guys. I didn't know. I was paying the bill for the other product, but I didn't know if it was getting used. And like to what Hugh was saying about training, I got guys in my store that are training my teams on how to use the product, because I can pay the bill and sign up for a product because I think it's great. But unless my team is trained and they're bought in, it isn't going to work.
That's right. There's no question about that. And there's nothing more frustrating for a dealer than to be paying for something month after month and the people aren't using it simply because it's not supported by the very company that sold it to you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and now it looks like this is a very important tool as you acquire automobiles, you know, at auctions. I mean, as we talked about earlier, talk to us a little bit more about that.
It is absolutely nuts. I have never seen it that, you know, we're paying over new car prices for pre-owned and the market is so volatile. And, you know, it's like it's two pieces. It's being able to bid and appraise those trades. And then I'll get into the other tool for recon. It's that rush to market. And I think we've all liked to say, it's kind of like we were good at selling online, but you know, we used to say we like to be a rush to market. With the recon tool, I truly have a rush to market. I know exactly where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And with the way that values are changing, turn times are down, you know, you've got to be there quick and you've got to be there fast and you've got to be retail ready in a hurry. This is an unforgiving market right now.
That's right. That's right. And it's all about getting those vehicles through recon once you've acquired them. Some dealers that we've spoken to over the course of the last year or so about their recon will tell you that, oh, our cars are out in, you know, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 days. When in reality, you know, we talk to the team at Velocity, they go into these same dealerships and find out that it's more like 10 days to 14 days that those cars are sitting in a dealer's recon center. Did you find that to be the case early on?
Absolutely, because I was that same guy. I was old school. And what I did is I charged my service manager, you know, every day past 72 hours, I'm going to charge him $100. Well, you know, in theory, that thing that worked great and was good because I was punishing the service department for getting out. The piece on the recon tool is communication.
Right.
I've got seamless communication. My desk knows where the car's at. My service manager knows where the car's at. Detail knows where the car's at. BDC knows exactly where the car is. And it wasn't, nobody was not doing their job. There wasn't a seamless way to communicate where the car was in the process until this recon tool became available. And it is bar none a freaking game changer for our business. Because, I mean, we've got to know, you know, we got to know exactly where it is. How many times have dealers had customers show up and we don't know where the car's at?
Yeah,
you know, we've got a couple of stock photos on, but we don't know where it's at. Well, with this tool, we know exactly where it is. And just to, you know, I don't hit my service manager anymore. I don't punish him for not getting the cars out. We know exactly where it's at because it was just the communication. And we're a small store. I couldn't imagine for a huge, huge metro store, how well it could help one of those, because there's thousands of cars versus hundreds, but it's just been a game changer for us. And like I say, the training and getting my guys up to speed, a lot of these companies out here, they'll sign you up and you'll start paying the bill and it starts off, everybody's hair on fire, and then you have some turnover and nobody even knows you got the product.
That's the worst.
Everybody in my store knows we have the product.
Yep, that's fantastic. And the most important person is the consumer that knows you've got the product, because they can see it, you know, when they click onto your dealership's website, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So talk to us a little bit about the importance of getting cars, especially right now when used car inventories are, you know, so vitally important to dealers, getting vehicles in and through recon in a timely fashion.
You know, it's become more important, as Jack has already passionately discussed with us. Every dealer that we have always wanted to speed that process up, but it's become so important just in the last year with the state of the industry that, I mean, we're seeing out of the 600, 800 stores that we have on Recon, they're taking the performance calls now. The level of urgency is so much stronger as the market has changed.
Right.
Because,
imagine
that 4 or 5 day savings in getting the car retail ready is a huge, you know, it's a huge bonus.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It's been great because we really, that first year or two in recon, the dealer wasn't sitting there and looking at it as important as they are now.
That's right.
So
that's
it's been such a welcome change.
Oh, I can imagine.
For our
yeah,
company.
For sure.
But dealers, you know, I mean, we're getting so much more interest on the recon side now as the market's changed.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, you know, it's interesting. You've got a little bit smaller stores, as Hugh was mentioning, about 100 cars a month at each location. And so when somebody hears about a program like this, they think, you know, much bigger dealerships. Oh, well, you know, if you're selling 500 cars a month, then yeah, you need to tighten up all of these different areas of recon and cars can't be sitting. But I ran small stores like you've got there, or smaller stores, I should say. And it's even more important in those stores because you got to make money on those cars, right?
Absolutely. And everybody knows the longer you've got the car, the less money it's going to bring.
That's right.
And I don't think we've ever seen a market this volatile.
That's right.
Used car prices are changing daily. And the quicker, you know, I've always liked to use the term, Jeff Sachs used to coach me, rush to market. And that was really good lip service. And we tried really hard, but we didn't have a tool until Recon. And it fits. Recon will fit a dealer that's selling 1,000 a month to a dealer that's selling 20 a month. Yeah. It just fits all. And very seldom do I see any tools that really works for the whole dealer body out there.
That's right.
He's actually on a blended tool where he gets the window stickers, the full digital portfolio and Velocity Engage, and Recon Velocity in one tool under $1,000. No contract, month to month.
Wow, no brainer.
Training, everything together.
Absolute no brainer. You know, just the no contract alone. We were talking before we got recording today about my past when you sign up on something that you think is great, and to your point, Jack, and you know, all of a sudden everybody's hair's on fire and then you never see these companies again, but you're stuck with a long-term contract that usually has an automatic renewal in there somewhere, hidden in there, and you're like, wow, you know, I'm not getting any service and I'm paying for this thing and can't get out of it. So, to, you know, for under $1,000 a month, you know, and it's month to month, you earn your keep every month, which is good, right?
And that's the way we've always done it.
I know. That's fantastic.
It's the right way. Dealers like it that way.
Sure, sure. Hey, switching gears a little bit, I appreciate all the time you've given us here today, Jack. Talk to us a little bit about your business, how you're going to finish the year, and then what your predictions are for 2022.
You know, volume is down for us, but margins are up. So we're coming on a record year. And I believe what we've done a little bit different is I haven't played into the whole, you know, overcharging thing. I've been loyal to my customers. They've been loyal to me. And it served us very, very well. Moving into 22, I think it's going to be third or fourth quarter before we see any volume of new inventory.
Sure.
And what I love about this year, I never was a great used car dealer until now. And I'm a phenomenal used car dealer right now. And we do it with the tools that we've got, but it forced me to, you know, I can't sell new, so I've got to sell used and play in that market. So it's, I think 22 is going to be as good as 21, if not better. I think we'll see some inventory let up. Used car market prices, I think they're going to go down a little bit, but the demand is still so high right now that we're going to be along for a ride, I think, well on into 23.
Yeah, I would agree. Jack Hodge, president of James Hodge Auto Group, and Mr. Hugh Hathcock, Velocity Automotive Solutions. I want to thank both of
you
very much for joining me on the show today.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching Inside Automotive with Jim Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.